What's up, y'all? Jeffy and Jeffy TV coming to you live. Why ain't that? Is that on right? Seems like it should be louder. Is that set right? Seems like that should be louder. Why am I always tinkering? Pause. Anyway, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location, default route, getting my steps in, blah, blah, blah. It's Tuesday, for crying out loud. And it feels like a Tuesday. Yesterday was so, total eclipse Monday, so I was feeling good after that. Still feeling good, basically. Let's be honest. Mr. Scale told me 221.8 today. Still 20 pounds heavy, but I think I'm making headway, even though I'm probably could be doing better. Maybe I'm losing the weight the way I should and not in huge, unhealthy increments like I'm used to. But It's tough. It's a battle. It is truly a battle. It's an ongoing endeavor, this weight thing. It just don't stop, especially at night when you break out the Fig Newtons and the circus peanuts, because you need to be stimulated. You need stimulation. It used to be from smoking nicotine. I need, and I'm not doing it anymore, so I think that's, I'm trying to overcome that, and I think I'm definitely making progress on that. But yesterday, total eclipse. I saw that the total eclipse was going to go through Ohio a couple years ago. So I was kind of prepared for 2024. But as it came closer and closer, and I had to actually start making plans for it, it got kind of not, it started to mean something. So I had to make plans for it. It became more crucial and crucial. And then I may have let it build up in my head to be more than what it really was. I may have let it build up in my head for it to be more than it really was. And then when it came down to it, the pressure not to miss it became greater and greater. The pressure to actually be there and be at the right spot, and it became probably bigger in my head than what it really was. But that makes it fun. But think about traffic, getting there, where I was gonna watch it at, blah, 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 being in the path of totality, clouds, weather, work, that whole thing. So I kind of start putting it together. And then I got it going. And I said, all right, I'm going to go Akron seemed like the best. Akron seemed like the best place. Because the highway went there, major highway went that way. And it should have been, fairly navigable, whatever that word means. So I went that way, and I saw there was a little park right on this side of Akron. So afterwards, I wouldn't catch traffic coming back through Akron. So I said, let me just stop right there. It's only like 12 miles from the heart of Akron, and it should have been totality. So I said, all right. Because first I had planned to go to Avon Lake. It was like the ultimate place. It was like right on the line. It would have the longest totality, longest 4.5 minutes or so, or this or that. Longest 4.5 minutes or so, totality and, the ultimate place. But also the website said, just because you're not right on the line, you'll still get, the difference between like 3.5 minutes to maybe 4 minutes, you know, like that, if you're not right on the line. So I got fairly close, and I found this spot called Brimfield Community Lions Park or something like that, right off the freeway, right before Akron. Nice, what, 43, 45 minute ride. You know, I mapped it, got there, rode in, took a look. And first I saw this one entrance to it. It was like kids, like a kid's playground. Wasn't nobody there. And I saw some people down at the other end. You know, so let me go down there and take a look. You know, I'm going in there, driving in. You can tell it was a real affluent area. Gorgeous houses, just huge, gorgeous houses. You know, cars in the driveway, fancy cars. You know, you could tell there was money in this area. It was just good. And I was like, I got distracted. So I said an out of place word. Somebody blew it. And I said an out of place word. But, and so I was just riding, looking around. Then I saw all these people, like in the area. And so I said, let me go down and see what that's about. And I went down, took a look. Saw a couple people with cameras, little open area. It's like a baseball field, a basketball court, stuff. And just people there. And I have to admit, I saw a black person. I saw one black person, and that put me at ease. I was like, okay, that's cool. This is a cool place. So I went and I parked. And then, you know, I got my stuff and I started walking up to see where I wanted to, you know, position myself. And it was like this little plateau or a landing. It's like two, like, landing hills there. And so I walked up there and I posted up there, and this guy started walking to me. I was like, which way is the sun gonna go? And he started telling me in this real scientifical, technical way. You know, not too geeky, but just enough to, you know, this guy must be something, engineer or something. He turned out to be a geophysicist, and we talked the whole time, hanging out with him. We talked about crystal radios, tuning coils, and dry cell batteries, and all that fun stuff. You know, because he was kind of geeky like I was, and he had measurements, all kinds of stuff. He had a GoPro camera, because he wasn't planning on being there. You know, so he just happened to bring what he had. You know, I was equipped. I had my laptop, I had cameras, you know, I had phones. You know, I didn't have my full-blown setup, but yeah, I had a bunch. But it ended up breaking down to me just using my phone because my Galaxy Samsung 9 was freaking, the battery was dead. Now, I had a charger, and I could have fired up and made it work, but when things get going, you don't be thinking so clearly. And so what happened was, well, I'm going to skip a big part, but I was getting it. I got my phone. I taped the glasses on, the Eclipse glasses on the back of my main phone, the Samsung Galaxy Ultra, 22 Ultra, because he went and got some tape. He had some tape in his car, and I just taped it on there, and it worked perfect. And I had it set up on my tripod. I had a selfie stick stand tripod. And it was getting it perfect. Yeah, I saw the crest. I saw the, you know, partial. He was like, oh, partial should be starting. So I put the glasses on, looked up, and sure enough, it's like a little bit out of the sun. You can see it. It's a little bit. You couldn't see it without the glasses. Yeah, so I got the phone going, and I got a good picture. I was like, oh, my God, look at this. I was so excited because I got a good shot with the glasses over the phone camera lens. And I had it, just got a good shot. And I had it on the tripod, and it was tracking it, and it was holding it. It was moving now. The thing is moving, so you got to, like, move it every so, almost a lot, you know, to keep it in the frame. But I got some good pictures. But, okay, I got those. You know, and I took them. I got them posted to Facebook. You know, I had to post them to Facebook real quick. Then I put the camera back up on the tripod and didn't want to move it again. So, and then when totality came, and it was dark. It literally got dark. And you couldn't see the ring of the sun and all that in the glasses. So the phone with the camera cover on it wouldn't pick it up. But with the naked eye, oh my God, it was beautiful. With the naked eye, totality, it was beautiful. It was stunning. It was truly stunning to see it. And I tried to get it with the other phone and this and that, but I couldn't because I had my work iPhone just in case. And I got a few pictures with that, you know, nothing major, just some side shots, I guess. But that Samsung 9, I wish I could have had it going. And he had a Samsung 10. It wasn't doing nothing right. Seemed like, I don't know what was going on with his camera, with his phone, but it should have been doing some stuff that it wasn't doing. And, you know, I was concentrating on my stuff. So, and then I got excited. You can hear me on the video getting excited. And when I'm looking at the totality without the glasses, you can just see the sun in the ring. It was stunning. That was stunning. It was dark and you could see it, that part. And then while we were up there, we saw this other guy down there with like a super duper camera, like one of like super duper rigs, nice setup. You could tell, you know, he knew what he was doing, all this, all that. And we were like, hell, he probably can't get better picture than what I got. You know, we're just kind of joking, but I mean, there's only so much you can do. It's like he could only probably get, you know, what better picture can he get than what I got with my phone? Unless he's, you know, zoomed in on it or whatever, because he has like a super rig. So as I was leaving, I was like, so what did you get? I got to see what you got. I showed him the pictures I got. And he like showed me his. And the pictures of the actual eclipse pretty much look similar to mine. You know, it's probably, he took time lapse. He was getting them during the eclipse, one every 10 seconds, and then one every minute, so he can like, you know, make a wall thing or something like that. And I said, why did you just shoot video and take screenshots? He said because from a photography standpoint, you know, why would they do that? He said, because then he wouldn't have to have, you know, how I had to move it and recenter it. He said he wouldn't have to record that part. I said, well, you had to move it anyway. You know, I'm like, you had to move it anyway, so just, you know, edit that part out. But I guess he said, you know, he didn't want to have to do that, I guess. I don't know, however they want to do it, but maybe time-lapse, save some time. And he was going to make like a time-lapse photo, you know, of all the them going across the wall or something like that. But then he showed me his pictures of totality. And it blew me away. He showed me the pictures of totality, and it just blew me away. It blew. They were just that part, because he didn't have a, you know, the dark lens cover thing. So he was able to get it. He actually got a sun flare. You actually see a sun flare off of the sun. And the ring he got, it was white. It was beautiful. You know, circle. It was just. Yeah, his totality picture was worth him bringing that rig out. And it made put my pictures to shame. I had to bow down. I was like, okay. Yeah, it was truly stunning. It was truly, absolutely stunning. I was like, wow, you could send that to the TV, CNN or somebody. It was just so good. But, you know, I got mine and have the experience. And one of the things I read about the eclipse is if you don't do this professionally and you don't have the rig set up to do it, don't even try to do it. Don't waste your time. Just enjoy it. And I kept that in the back of my mind because I didn't want to be fussing with stuff, trying to get this, trying to get that, do an experiment. because, you know, I love to do that, and just miss the actual event. So I kept that in mind, but I did do some stuff, and I got some stuff. You know, I got some stuff. I'm happy and proud of what I got, but more so happy and proud that I was there to experience it. And it got dark, people clapped, you know, and then I was there to see it, you know, without my glass, without the glass, see the totality, aura, whatever, the sun behind the moon. It's perfect. And then as it passed, you can see my, I probably could have took the exposure off of my phone, because I probably had the exposure turned down. I bet you if I'd have turned the exposure up, it would have caught it. Ooh. Because I had the exposure turned way down. I bet you if I turned it up, it would have picked it up. Ah, too late now. But, so, you know, that was good. We got that going. And I did good. I got what I wanted to get, and I was happy to get it, and I felt good about it. And to have the experience, to actually go out there and meet somebody, see somebody, talk to somebody. Because we sat and talked the whole time. He gave me his business card. You know, he was like, all, you know, happy to see how good a picture I was. I was happy too. And some of those pictures I got, I was like, I'm bragging now. Look at that. I'm bragging now. Now I'm just going to have to brag, because this is good. I was even impressed by it. This house has been like this for a few years now that I've been walking up this street. I've been bragging about it for a while. I mean, see, I got distracted. That I had to brag about. That I was like, all right, I gotta brag about these. This is good. This was impressive. So, got that going. I got distracted again and used out of place phrase or word. Out of place. That's what I'm gonna start saying. Time to switch hands. Woo. Woo. Here's a me and granddaughter played the other day. We took our walk and let her get out and stretch her legs and run. So it was good. It was a hell of an experience. It was like, you have got to at least do it. Well, you ain't got to do anything, but I'm glad I had the experience. And he was saying, I was saying, yeah, the next thing, I got to see the Northern Lights. And he was like, yeah, he's seen him a few times. He said he was able to see him in Maine, you know, and saw him in Canada and stuff. He was telling me about these trips he wanted to take in Canada, and these, like, I don't want to say isolated parts of Canada, but, you know, probably less developed, more out there wildernessy, you know, in my mind is what I'm thinking, you know, more earthy, more nature type situation. But it was good. It was just good to meet him. I had a chair, so I was really good. Took Kimberly's car. She worked at night, so I had her car. I was able to get out of there and go by myself. Because yesterday, day before yesterday, I asked my ex and her husband and all them. I said, what y'all doing for the eclipse? And I forgot that when you say something like that, that's basically an invitation. And I was like, oh God. At first it was just gonna be me and Kimberly. And I was like, okay, I could do that. I could do that. But you know, I got to do things solo, because I got my own agenda. I got things I want to accomplish. I got things I want to do. I got things I want to experience. And there's not a lot of room for discussion or socializing or just being part of a group. You know, the mannerly and quote unquote proper way to be part of a traveling group. Participation. You know, this is Jeffrey TV. This is Jeffrey TV. I'm unashamed. I'm no longer ashamed. I've embraced it. Maybe think Ayn Rand and objectivism and self and all of that. Makes me think all of that when I stop and think about how unashamed I am now about how I celebrate or enjoy doing what I want to do. Just enjoy doing what I want to do, how I want to do it, and all that. Went up by myself, doing stuff by myself, basically. It's too rewarding. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, the peaks, the highest points of these things, the peaks, the truly high points of excitement or enjoyment or joy or whatever you want to call it, whatever the word is, I should say, comes with other people, another person or another people. Those highs, those really high highs, comes with other people. But that sustained, I don't know, happiness or contentment or joy or whatever, or pleasure, I get when I'm by myself. I can sustain it. And the joys and those peaks, they're peaks because they can't be sustained. And I think they should be that way. Those moments, you know. Those moments in which you just see if I can take a picture. Of course I can take a picture. What are you talking about? Of course I can. She should try to share it. She tried to take a picture and share it, huh? I can do that on my off times. Not when I'm actually shooting, recording. So it was good. It was really, really, really good. Really good. And see, you know, I talk about going out and being by myself, blah, 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 blah. But when I got there and I met the dude, talking to him, see, that's different. There's something about that that's different. When I go out and meet people, because like, I can go by myself, right? I travel solo, but I'm not alone. Whoever's around me is with me. Whether I know you or not, or whether we know each other or not, whoever's around me is with me. If we're like going and doing something, we're doing it together. I don't care who you came with or what you think. We all in it. We are a group and we're doing it together. So whatever I'm doing, I'm with the people who are doing it with me, whether I know them or not. Like going to a game, all that. Whoever's sitting next to me, we all came together. Can I get one of them hot dogs? Hey, you know, just talking to everybody, and I like to have that freedom. I like to have that freedom to not have to focus my attention on the people with me or the person with me, but to have my focus just completely non-focused. Just to be out there and to be completely wide, just open, you know, radiate in a bigger area and not just with the people or person I'm with. I don't want my focus or my attention to be confined to just the people I'm around. Because usually the people around, you know them already. All the interesting stuff, it's people you don't know. or haven't experienced yet. So that's one way I look at it. So like I said, hanging out with him was real cool. It was just real cool. We talked geeky, you know, talked politics a little. It was just good to have that and be out there. And I had my solar eclipse shirt on. And I don't give a damn. I don't care how geeky that look. I love it. I had my solar eclipse shirt on that I got from Sparkle. Oh, it's perfect. That's to me, that's, oh. And I left the tag on, like I always do. And lady said, yeah, you left that on there so you can take it back. I said, that's a conversation piece. I always leave them on. I said, I even wash them with it on. And they stay on there. And it's true. I mean, it's, and I was out there all geeky, had my solar shirt on. You know, had my book bag, my chair, my cameras. Oh, that's just who I want to be. That is exactly who I want to be. You know, solar eclipse guy. Shirt. Dressed for it, my solar shirt on, looking all geeky and nerdy. Proudly out there, just proudly. You know, that's who I wanted to be. So, and to have that experience, it was something. It was truly, truly something. And then, like I said, to, you know, you're sitting there looking at it through the glasses, and you're looking at it on the camera, on my phone camera, and then totality comes, and it's dark, and in the glasses, on the glasses and on the phone, you can't see anything. And then I took the glasses off to see what was up. And you could see the corona and stuff. So that was nice. It was spectacular. It was. Well, anyway, I think that's about it. 27 minutes. But I kind of wanted y'all to see the Dollar General. I think they closing it. I think they stripping the store so they can close it. I'm not sure. But they took down the Dollar General on the building. Looked like they're doing that, or looked like they're trying to do some kind of, renovation or something. Maybe they just renovated to upgrade it to a different kind of dollar or something, but they definitely stripping it away or doing something. I should have asked them. If I get close enough, I'll ask them. I don't know. You can't see it now. But I like this building right here, 5105. I like that old WPA 1937 building. Used to be an old fire station. I think it's a historical landmark now. Used to be a fire station. I got plenty of pictures of that. You can rent it out, I think. I think it's like an Airbnb office or something. You can actually rent it out. Fred Astaire, dance. Watch this guy cut right in front of me and run me over. Oh, he ain't. Look at that. He still kind of cut it close. a little bit. Yeah, pedestrians get no respect. And I realized that they're not used to pedestrians out here. Driving in the city. Hell, I drove in New York City, Manhattan one time, driving to LA, driving in the cities, you gotta be hyper aware of pedestrians. Here they're not used to it, obviously. It's too widespread, and it's too, too many people do it. See what they doing? I don't know what they doing. So you say Dollar General, I guess they're closing it. I don't know. I guess they closed him. He got a battery on his skateboard. He going uphill. I guess they closing it. So this is the part on my lunch. I walked this far on my lunch. So I know I got less than 15 minutes till it's back in the house. I walked 14 minutes one way, 14 minutes back for lunch. I usually get down a little farther than this, but about right at this area and turn around right around that 5105 building that I like to call 5150, of course. All right, walking up this hill. Put something on you, and it feels good. It feels good to have that on me. Exert that energy. Swing on y'all, two times. For me, for the funk, and for the total eclipse I experienced yesterday. And for every elementary particle that exerts it, in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.